The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 27th of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off with Amazon today, and just be forewarned, there's a lot of Amazon news today. First on the agenda, though, is AlexaCast. Yes, Amazon has introduced a new feature. So you can play all this stuff on your Alexa-enabled devices from your phone. Sound familiar? Yeah, it really pretty much is. However, though, don't expect to be start casting just everything yet. Nah, you got to have an Amazon Music subscription, and that's pretty much all that works with it right now. As I was saying, AlexaCast will work with any Alexa-enabled device. So, of course, it's going to support all those Echo speakers and even third-party Alexa products. And from what we're hearing, some Amazon Fire devices, although they didn't give a list of what is supported and what's not supported. So it's kind of a crapshoot right now. All you got to do to get AlexaCast up and running is update your Amazon Music app for your iOS or Android. And now it's going to have a little icon up there for AlexaCast. Sound familiar? It's pretty much sounding like Chromecast, isn't it? From there, you'll be able to tap to get all the list of your Alexa-enabled devices that you can cast to. Yeah, I don't know if I'm smelling a lawsuit yet or not. With Amazon news and talking about an Echo. Yeah, we haven't really talked about much about an Echo since about September 2016, because that's the last time we've seen a new one. But if these pictures are anything to go by on the internet, we might be getting a new one pretty soon. Now, these images actually come from AFTV News. I don't know who the heck that is. It's somebody in France, but apparently they got them. Anyways, they are revealing a new Amazon Echo, and from what we can see, a completely redesigned Amazon Echo. Now, it looks like Amazon will completely get rid of the glossy black plastic and the flat top and go for a more rounded, softer appearance. Plus, there's also going to be some fabric running around on the side of the thing. It almost looks like something like Google Home and HomePod got together and said, hey, look at our kid. Now, of course, nothing is official yet from Amazon, but as we all know, hardware announcements usually happen sometime in September. So we may be hearing something sooner than later. Finally, hey, guess what? Spotify news now. Haha, gotcha. This is a complete definition of great news and bad news in the same day for one company. Shall we start off with the good news? Yeah, why not? Well, Spotify has added 13 million more subscribers. Those are paying ones. That's right, they went from 70 million all the way up to 83 million paying people now. Not only that, they have monthly active users that are about 180 million now. Not too shabby. Now, on to the bad news. Spotify, still not profitable. Can you believe it? I mean, really. Gosh knows the shareholders probably aren't happy with that right now. As you might remember, Spotify went public. I'm sure all those shareholders are going, when are we going to see a profit? Now, of course, the reason for no profit yet is, you probably guessed, the record companies. Yeah, they want a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more money. As for the competitors out there, basically one, which is Apple Music, they're now at the 40 million subscriber mark. And according to the Wall Street Journal, I don't know how much I actually believe this, they're saying Apple service will be on track to beat Spotify by the end of the year. Really? Kind of makes you wonder how much they were paid to say that. I mean, 40 plus million subscribers in 5.5 months? Yeah, I believe it when I see it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Yep, that is our website powered by TSO Host. Need yourself some fine hosting? Go over to tsohost.com. Check out what they can offer you, and heck, take 10% off at the checkout, too, when you've decided what you want. All you got to do is enter the code BritishTechHosting at checkout and take advantage of that sweet little deal. Also, don't forget to check out British Tech on all of our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our lovely BTN community. You hear me talk about it every show. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come on over and join us. You can easily do it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show headed into the weekend. Don't worry, though. Of course, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Friday and a fantastic weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.